Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. Our devotion today answers the question, does God want me? Listen to the word of our Lord God from Isaiah chapter 45, verses 20 to 22. Gather together and come. Assemble, you fugitives from the nations. Ignorant are those who carry about idols of wood, who pray to gods that cannot save. Declare what is to be. Present it. Let them take counsel together. Who foretold this long ago? Who declared it from the distant past? Was it not I, the Lord? And there is no God apart from me, a righteous God and a Savior. And there is none but me. Turn to me and be saved, all you ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is no other. Who says that God doesn't want you? Who says that God turns his back on those who have run away and made themselves filthy with all kinds of selfish, greedy, ugly sins? Who has known the mind of God, except that which he has revealed to us? With today's scripture reading, God allows everyone to peer into his mind and his heart. God wants all you ends of the earth to turn to him in humble repentance and be saved. This means that no matter how wicked or terrible your past, no matter who you have hurt or how badly you have hurt them, God forgives. How do I know this? How can this be real? And just over a week ago, we celebrated the birth of Jesus. The angel very clearly instructed Joseph to give him the name Jesus because he will save his people from their sins. This baby was born to be your Savior, to rescue you and pay your entire debt of sin. He did that on the cross of Calvary and rose victoriously to show that it was all accomplished. No other God has such a plan. No idol of wood or stone can relieve guilt, shame, remorse. No amount of money or luxuries of life can cover up sin. Such a gift comes only from the one true, gracious, and loving triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Take these words of encouragement from God. Gather together in church. Assemble with like-minded Christians each week. Hear the gracious, loving words of your God and rejoice. Our prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for being gracious and merciful to me. Forgive my sins for Jesus' sake, and guide me each day to worship and praise you in all I do. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.